This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We bring on Rangers broadcaster extraordinaire Matt Hicks. Good morning, sir.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
We're good. Now, are you in Arizona, or are you too valuable and they kept you bubbled up over here?
So I'm not in Arizona yet. I'm headed out there this weekend. I'll be there starting on Sunday because we have our first game on Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you driving?
I am going to be driving. Actually, yes. I was given the option, and I'm just not to the point yet where I'm comfortable getting on a plane. And so I'm going to be headed out tomorrow morning, and I should get there sometime Saturday, late afternoon, early evening.
Hicks, you're going to do some of the games at the stadium and then some of the games wherever you're living to get used to road games?
No. My understanding is that we're going to do the games in Surprise. And then we've got, I think, four road games that we're going to do in the locales that are close to Surprise. So I think we've got one game in Peoria. I think we have one in Glendale, and I think we have two in Goodyear. But, you know, during spring training, we won't be doing the broadcast via the video feed. That won't happen until the regular season.
And how difficult was that? And then how much, I don't know if easier is the right word, did it get as the short season last year progressed?
Yeah, so doing the road games off of video was a challenge. And I think for the first, maybe the first three or four games, you try to figure out what your, I hate to use this word because it's overused in sports, you try to figure out what your process is. And so I didn't get into a rhythm until about the fourth or fifth game where I really, really concentrated on the main feed. And I didn't concentrate too much on the all nine. I would only refer to that if, you know, we knew that there was a batter up that would have some sort of funky defense going against him. But it's totally different because, for example, if Eric is doing the play-by-play and I'm doing the color work or the analyst work, oftentimes I'll try to look at things that are happening that would be away from the camera, that would be away from the focus of the pitcher and the batter and the ball. And if the ball gets hit, like, I'll initially track where it's going, but I'll try to watch what the rest of the defense is doing, not what's happening with the ball. And so from that perspective, if Eric's doing the play-by-play and we're doing a game off of video, I don't get a chance to see all of that. I'm seeing exactly what everybody else is seeing, and I'm seeing exactly what Eric's seeing. So then I can't add to it because I don't have that perspective. I don't see the other things that are going on. Or, you know, I might be watching the third base coach, or I might be watching the communication between somebody in the dugout and somebody in the field. And there have been times that I've caught, like, a guy right before the pitch moving two steps from center toward left center, and then he makes a running catch in the gap. And I'm able to comment that, hey, those guys made a last-second adjustment to his placement, and that enabled him to get to that ball. Well, I'm not going to know that watching the video. So there's things that you definitely miss. There's things I think that we miss in the radio broadcast because we're limited to just that one feed.
But Jared never misses anything, right? Because he's that kind of guy.
So, like, there are 60 people in the ballpark constantly texting Jared about stuff, and he's dialed into everything.
That sounds like Jared, Kevin,
by the way,
what we know.
You know, Jared does tweet deck games, right? And I don't even know what that is. So, like, to date me, being a much older guy, but he is so dialed into everything that's going on, it's not even funny.
Now, Reggie and I were kind of going through some of the, like, players to be excited for this season, and I was coming up with a little bit of a list, but Tavares is the guy, and Mike knows this, Tavares is the guy that I'm most excited about to see. I love the way he tracks the ball in the outfield. I'm interested to know if he can be an actual big league hitter. What are your thoughts on, A, exciting players, but B, Tavares?
Well, let's just start with Leody. I mean, I think he showed quite a bit last year that he's not just a good major league center fielder. He probably is up there more toward the elite center fielders in the way he glides to the ball, in the way that he positions himself, and his ability. You know, some guys in center field are better going back on balls. Some guys are better coming in on balls. I think he probably does both well, which isn't the case with all major league center fielders. And so he's got the speed element, but he's also got a baseball IQ element that I think adds to his game defensively. And like you hit on, the real question with him is, how will his hitting come along? And we saw, I think, flashes of him being a real dynamic type leadoff hitter, a guy that, you know, could add some pop at the top of the lineup. He took a few swings that you say to yourself, man, this is a guy, maybe, you know, leadoff guy who, as he develops, might be a 15-20 home run kind of guy. So that, combined with his speed on the bases, he could be an extremely dynamic player at the top of the lineup for the Rangers. But, you know, will that, the hitting come along? I don't remember exactly what he hit last year, something 220, 225. And, you know, he struck out a lot. I want to say his strikeout rate was like 32-33%. So I think that without losing that ability to drive the ball, he needs to probably do a better job of making more contact and swinging at better pitches. And I think that's where his development is right now. You know, in terms of other exciting players, there are a lot of young players that we are probably going to see at spring training, but we might not see during the regular season. And we're doing so many Zooms right now. I don't remember if it was yesterday or 2 days ago, but Josh Young was had a session with the media, and I was just blown away by his intelligence, his baseball IQ, his ability to communicate. In listening to him talk with the media, you'd think you were talking to a 30-year-old veteran. And, you know, here's a guy that first-round pick who there's quite a bit of anticipation surrounding him. But after hearing him and the way he dealt with the media, I'm just like, if he brings that element to the field in terms of his physical abilities, watch out. You know, I don't think it's reasonable to expect that he's going to open the season with the club, but I think that given his development in the minor leagues during the course of this season, I think there's a chance at some point during the season this year that we see him in Arlington. So he's definitely right at the top of the list of young guys to be excited about.
Quick follow-up about him. Is it possible that too many expectations, maybe from the fan base, are being placed on him because he's the future, he's the young player we're excited about? And I understand why. We've talked to him as well, and he is very impressive. But is there ever a concern that the expectations get to be too high for a player?
You know, I don't know if I can answer that, just because I haven't had any interaction with him personally, and we don't know when we're going to have interaction with players again. You know, I can only go off of what I've read and then what I heard in this one particular Zoom. I get the impression that he's got the mental makeup that would not necessarily weigh on him to the point that it would affect his performance. I think that he probably has all the tools necessary to be able to deal with that kind of thing and maybe just sort of put it out of mind. I mean, obviously, if you're a first-round draft pick and you know you're expected to perform, that can weigh on some people. But I just get the general sense that that's not going to be an issue for him.
Hixey, when it comes to the pitching staff, I know there's a lot of things up in the air. The guy that they – the main guy they got for Lance Lynn is Dane Dunning. There's a lot of expectations on him. In fact, going into Baseball Nuggets, I'll tease this. He is a candidate for Rookie of the Year from MLB.com. How much do you know about Dane Dunning and what he can and can't do?
Not much, again, other than the fact that I participated in a Zoom with him, and he, like Josh Young, very impressive, I think. Much more maturity than his age. And then you take a look at his big league experience. It was 7 starts last year for the White Sox. And so I think he falls into the category of a young guy who certainly could break camp in the starting rotation, whether that's a 5-man rotation or a 6-man rotation. But they're going to watch his innings during the course of the year. And he's, you know, I don't want to give a number as to where he would slot into the rotation, but I think as time goes on, he could end up being sort of a 2 or a 3 in the rotation. And whether or not that develops this year, who knows? But, you know, taking a look at what he did with the White Sox last year, he did have some success. So I think that, you know, he could end up being a very solid member of this rotation. The question this year is how many innings can he give the ball club and how are they going to manage this? And that's something that you can say for just about everybody that's either in the rotation or coming out of the bullpen.
Now, Hixey, you know, it's early. There's a lot of time. You're just heading in. I mean, you haven't even made it to Arizona yet, but let's talk about some music because you are a old school rap connoisseur. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so I want to have a little fun here and play a game with you. I've got some lyrics, and I want to see if you can identify the song or at least artist.
Uh-oh, I might fail this test miserably, only because, and I say that because I have my own artist and songs that I like, but there are a lot of very popular people in that genre that I don't listen to any of their stuff. So I'm ready to. I'm
he
ready
just
to
indie
fail
burned you
oh,
right
man.
There.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay. Look. Let's start with one that I think that you'll get. All right.
Okay.
All right. So here are the lyrics.
Okay.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak, or we can do
we
like
can
Uncle
do like
L.
Uncle L and swing it up in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo. We keep it discreet. Yeah, I can go on with that one. That's Tribe Called Quest, a little Q-Tip.
There you go. Very nice. Electric Relaxation. A Tribe Called Quest.
That's one of my favorites. That is absolutely one of my favorites.
All right.
I could do the first line, but then I won't do any more. Honey, check it out. You got me mesmerized. And then I'll stop right there.
Yeah, I think that's best suited considering that we are on 100,000 watts. FCC is watching. Okay, let's see. This one's a Houston classic to give you a little bit of a heads up. Okay. I make big monies. I drive big cars. Everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star. But late at night, something ain't right. I feel like I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I'm failing on that one. I do not know who that is.
All right, that is Ghetto Boys Mind Playing Tricks on Me.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Mike Bassick has that one. See, I need to give you guys an opportunity to hop in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, Hixey, you should definitely know this one.
All right.
You might hear it somewhat frequently. All right, here's a thunder sound from the wonders found, from the underground town down the hill. Feel how ill town drown smiles to frowns, snatching crowns from clowns, beat downs are found. Don't know me, don't come around.
The styles are older than Lou Rawls. Think of that one and this one, and then that's right. I went out and everyone's who did this? Even Parker Lewis knew us.
You're gonna hear this one a lot this season, Hicks.
Hold on, give me a second. I'll get this one. I know the lyrics. I can't think of the artist. Who's the artist?
It's not Waylon Jennings.
The artist is Naughty by Nature.
Naughty by Nature. Okay. Mm. Hip Hop Array.
There it is. And the reason I picked it is because every game that you can hear on 105 Through the Fan and the Texas Rangers Radio Network, that is Hixey's intro.
I can't believe I didn't get Tretch there. So anyway, yeah, that is, and I like that, but. Who do I talk to maybe to get something different this year?
Look, I will put in word. What are we thinking here, Matt?
Because is it Jose Trevino trying to get that as his song? Because his Twitter is at Hip Hop Jose, and I think he wants to use that. So
you know what? I would gladly cede that to him, and maybe go with something
like
Hammer
by Hammer Hixie.
No. I once told Ted Nichols Payne, and this is a completely different music genre, that for a walk-up song, I would want Tearaway by Drowning Pool.
Oh.
if you're familiar with the lyrics of that song, because, you know, the what's the chorus line? I don't care about
anyone else
but
me.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
But, no, there's a song, I'm drawing a blank now, but Trouble T. Roy. Will They Reminisce Over You?
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm. Okay. I'll put in some words, and we will see if we can get that shifted around for the first game of spring training, which is when, Hixie?
Sunday.
This Sunday, right here on 105.3 The Fan, Kevin.
Hey, you guys, since we're off topic here, you guys didn't want to ask me about Muhammad Ali?
Oh. which?
I actually lived during all of that.
Okay, is that more,
you know, younger guys?
Is him winning his first world heavyweight championship more significant than Jerry Jones buying the Cowboys?
Wow! So to try to compare those two, I really don't know if I could compare those two, because when I wasn't in the market when Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys, and clearly that was a huge deal, but. You know, when Ali won his first title, that was a national deal. And everything he did was big. I just remember growing up as a kid. And here's one thing that people don't forget because everything is so readily available on video and TV these days. Those fights were not on TV. I listened to those fights on the radio.
Wow.
I listened to those 15-round heavyweight bouts on the radio in the late 60s and early 70s, and it was riveting radio. And then, you know, you would read about it in the newspapers. But, Kevin, I think you were talking about this a little bit earlier, that, you know, football became sort of the big sport in America sometime there in the early to mid-70s. When it was making the transition, sort of passing baseball by, but back in that era, the three big sports before the NFL took over were baseball, boxing, and horse racing, and that's what people were interested in. And so at that time, Ali changing his name, and everything that happened with him politically, and then in the boxing ring, people were just glued to that. And there were people took sides, and I remember as a kid growing up, just sort of, you know, being the rebel and not wanting to do what your parents did. I was a huge Cassius Clay / Muhammad Ali fan, and because of that, I couldn't stand Joe Frazier. And on the other side of that, people that hated Ali,
yes,
and everything he represented, they were all. They weren't huge Joe Frazier fans in that they really liked Joe Frazier. They didn't know anything about him. They just liked him because he was in the ring against Ali.
Well, we will have to pick up this conversation another time. We got plenty of time to get this all going. Thank you so much for jumping on the show with us today, man.
You're very welcome. We look forward to the season, guys.
Absolutely. Matt Hicks, first game Sunday. Get it going on your official home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.